Hey everybody, welcome to the very first episode of The Introvert Agent. My name is Connor Hammonds. I'm a real estate agent based out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And I really just wanted to start this podcast, this platform for people out there starting their real estate careers and maybe inherently an introvert as I am, kind of living in this extrovert world where everyone, society kind of tells you you need to get out and cold call, knock on doors, kind of be loud and salesy in order to generate a lot of business. I've found that I've been able to do it my own way, kind of staying true to myself, and wanted to just share some tips and tricks on how I've been able to grow my business from 0 to $20 million in sales through the first 3 years. Been pretty successful, and wanted to just share that with you and bring on periodically some guests that are of the same mindset, might be naturally an introvert, but have found ways to generate a lot of business. So again, thanks for joining us. This is the first episode of The Introvert Agent. Okay, so if you started your real estate career, you know by now that it's kind of a crazy process to get involved. First of all, you have to have a lot of guts, so you've taken the first step, which is, if you're an introvert and you've started the career in real estate, then you've taken quite a leap, knowing that you're going to an all commission type of business, no insurance. It's all the success falls on you. The crazy thing is, the process in becoming a real estate agent is as easy as it is. I was talking to a friend and we were kind of laughing. I think you need to have more education, more schooling time to become a beautician or a hairdresser than you do to be a real estate agent and, help people with key transaction. Well, probably one of the biggest investments and processes they'll go through in their lives, which is kind of crazy. No disrespect to hairdressers and beauticians. It's just kind of mind-blowing, the lack of education you get up front prior to becoming a real estate agent. You take the class, you pass the test, you pick a brokerage to hang your license at, and you sit at a desk and think, okay, what's next? What am I going to do? And that's kind of the point I think everyone gets stuck at, especially people who aren't proactive in terms of, they're not naturally wanting to go, out there, wear a name tag, talk to everyone on the street, in line. If you're the type of person like me, you're at a party, you kind of put on a show, knowing it's not your natural state to go talk around and network with people. And then once you're done, you can, in my case, I'm not a natural introvert, but I can kind of fake it, being an extrovert. I mean, I'm not a natural extrovert, but I can fake being an extrovert in certain situations. But then at the end of the day, after you've done networking, you're done talking with people, you're kind of exhausted, and you do it kind of for show, not because you actually truly want to do it. And so for those type of people, and for me, starting out, I knew real quick, I have to do this a different way. There's got to be another way to generate leads. I'm not going to go knocking on doors, asking people if they want to sell their home. I'm not going to, pick up a phone book or buy leads off the internet that have phone numbers and just start cold calling down the list. I have to find a different way to do this. So, that's when the journey started. That's when I started, researching and figuring out another way. So first and foremost, I knew I couldn't just sit at my desk and people are going to start calling me wanting me to list their homes or go look at homes to purchase. I knew I had to do something. I just didn't want to do what a lot of other people were doing or what a lot of people were teaching in terms of, getting business. So the thing that really, really helped me get off the ground is knowing that, you can't be a secret agent. You might be an introvert and you might not like being out there and in front of people, but people have to know what you do for a living. And so, right off the bat, I knew I was going to have to at least let my network and my sphere of influence know, I'm starting a new career in real estate. And I figured the best way to do that in the era that we live in, is social media. So that's really the platform I took on with full force. I think for a lot of us who aren't extroverts, A lot of us who don't like being in front of people, social media is a nice, safe way for us to communicate kind of behind a screen. But in this day and age, we're really lucky in the fact that it's, I think, the most effective way, most cost-effective way to reach people and to stay top of mind. So right off the bat, creating a business page on Facebook, creating an Instagram account, creating, you know, really thinking about a brand. How do I want to brand myself for my area? I live in an area called Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. It's called CDA for short. It's in North Idaho, beautiful lake town, resort town, almost if you kind of think of it as a mini Lake Tahoe vibe. A lot of people have summer houses here. And so I wanted to create a brand around our area to kind of set me up as someone who may be an expert in our area. And I called that Living CDA. So CDA is what they call the town and the area. And so I created a business Facebook page called Living CDA and Instagram called Living CDA. Through that, I was able to reach a lot of people in my network and start really building the foundation of a brand and how to kind of bring value to people in our area as a real estate expert in Coeur d'Alene. So very quickly, my number one priority became growing my brand on social media. Living CDA was born. Facebook was my number one priority because I felt like it had the best value in reaching customers in my area, potential clients in my area for the least dollar amount. You know, there's a lot of advertising options out there for real estate agents. A lot of them, almost all of them, I think are overpriced when it comes to attention for people. Everyone's living their lives through their phones right now. Their eyeballs are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. I mean, you can't even barely drive down the street, hit a stoplight, look to your right and not see a passenger looking, staring at their screen. Even a lot of times the driver staring at their screen, unfortunately. But people are living through these social media platforms. And I felt, hey, it's where I'm going to get the most attention. It's where I can deploy creative and quality content without spending a lot of money. So Facebook was my number one priority. Hey guys, thanks for joining me today on The Introvert Agent. Next episode, make sure to tune in. I'm going to go deeper into the tactics I actually used in terms of creating content that would drive likes and followers on my Facebook business page, both organically and through the advertising platform, spending very small amounts of dollars to generate likes. I will go in deeper into that and really explain more the vision of why I was doing that and what it created in terms of being able to capture leads and customers in the future. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.